Okay, well, the rest of this is mostly other elements, many of them we do not have. Page 220, slackline traverse. That's close to what we've got for the Eagle's Walk. The difference is we don't have platforms. You just keep climbing up until you're even with that middle wire, and then you stand on that low wire. The challenge is for you to find out how you can be most stable. There is a way of going across that where you can walk very easily, but it's counterintuitive, as most of the things out on our course are counterintuitive. The position of your body where you're most safe feels that you're at the most risk. So, I hope that inspired people to want to get out to the course and put on a helmet, put on a harness, grab some rope, and let's play fun. I mean, have fun.
Let's do it.
I like your attitude, Brad. Now, we have had Weeblos. It back up a little bit about life safety systems. The key part is, will the gear fit? Will that helmet be, will their heads be large enough to fit the helmets? Will their bodies be large enough so that we can put a harness on them and it can hold them safely? If that's a possibility, then by all means, they may climb. They don't have to climb all the way to the top. And for some adults, it perhaps is not a good idea for their children to be allowed to climb all the way to the top, because many of them have no fear once they get about 2, 3 feet off the ground. When they've climbed up a bit and they're expressing concern about whether or not they're safe, we tell them, all right, we're going to lock off. Now try and climb down. Try and push yourself away from that element. And they find out that they can be suspended. It's not hurting. You go, okay, if you can do this here, you could do that way up there. And once they understand that, they're going for the top. But the thing is, their muscle to mass ratio is much higher than ours. So they generally don't have much problem once they get going. Unlike some of us adults who get up to the top and go, I'm tired. I'm a little on the concerned side here. And I don't know if I really want to get to the top of this pole. Somewhere in my archives, I have a video that was taken by that one video that I took where this 11-year-old newly crossed over scout was climbing to the top of the centipede, was on the wrong side of the pole because the centipede was offset, and he was on the side where it was the greatest distance around to get to the top. He was standing on the top of the top staples and barely able to get his arms over the pole. He jumped up and landed on the top of the pole, sat there a little while, then stood up. Well, since he did it, it was Dad's turn. Dad wasn't so confident. What was fun was listening to the video where the son was saying, Dad, you can do it! Dad did it. But what was really momentous is I got an email back from the father a day later after they'd gone home. They're back with the troop. So I don't know what happened, but my son is significant, is different. He's acting differently. He was one of the more diminutive scouts, and after that weekend, he was confident. It wasn't bravado. It was true confidence. And that's why I do cope. Any other questions or comments, concerns? Who would like to come out with me this weekend?
Tony, this is Brad. I may be there. You said 9 o'clock.
What did I put out there? Hold on a second. Let me check what I put out on the. Hey, if 9 works better for people, I will be there at 9.
I'm trying to convince my wife to come out with me.
Well, she could belay you. Actually, what she could do is I'll belay you, and then she could pick up the slack and see how that works. And also get a feel for what it's like to be on a harness and what it's like to be suspended. Doesn't have to climb. These are things that can be done on the ground.
Yeah,
And just
because
get a feel for it.
it doesn't take much to suspend the weight, and you get half inch off the ground and you're suspended.
Yep. Once you've, what I would like to have people get in the habit of is when the climber says on belay and the belayer takes up the slack. Slack is taken up to the point where if the belayer tried to sit down, they wouldn't hit the ground.
Okay. I don't know if I can be there, Brad. I have to discuss it with my wife. This is Larry. I'd like to be. I will let you know.
All right. Like I said, I'm not 100% certain myself. I'm gonna make a go of it, however.
Well, what I've got is I put 10 to 2, but I can change that. So let me know what works for people, and I can be flexible. Now, by the way, I am unfortunately afflicted with gout. So imagine having a broken foot, except different parts of the foot hurt. It's starting to happen with unfortunate regularity, so I might be moving slowly, so please bear with me. All right. Thank you all. Please let me know who could make it this weekend, and look forward to seeing you all.
Hey Brad, Tony, if I can engage some teen young men to come out as crash dummies, would that be appropriate for this weekend too?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me see if I can arrange that.
They're for multiple reasons. One, it gets us exposure. People get to see what the Cope course is and what's there. Two, it's fun. Three, gives you an opportunity to practice checking people, going through the check process. It gives you the opportunity, if they're old enough that and could possibly meet the requirements for belaying, teaching them how to belay using edge method. And it's fun. Did I say it's fun? It's fun. If they have friends who would like to come along, please by all means.
Okay, let me see if I can arrange something.
Great.
I'll let you know.
Thank you. If anyone has a Girl Scout unit, Boy Scout unit, whatever, please bring them along too. It's just a matter of do we have the correct ratio to handle them, handle the number. Okay, well, give you back 5 minutes and hope to be done with all of you later. Thank you. Oh, send me an
Thanks, Tony.
email that you were there, that you were here.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye, all.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye,
Thank
Tony.
you, Tony. Thanks.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.